الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another wonderful episode of the Silsila, the Islamic Lifestyle. And in this special Silsila, we are discussing different aspects of the life of a believer, of a Muslim, of an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I do hope that you will stay tuned right to the end. We have a very interesting topic, one that is very inspirational for each one of us. But before I mention that, as always, remember the famous hadith, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay. Make those good intentions today. Make them now. In fact, that I'm watching this silsila, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well. We do hope that your notebooks are out, your pens are out, so that you can take down the important Madani pearls and always refer to them at a later stage. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings, so many bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Paak, or salawat, or salutations upon the cream of creation, the cause of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved Master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it is mentioned in a beautiful narration, that the person who recites Durood-e Paak or Salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 50 times every day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I will shake hands with this person on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Don't we also want that privilege, that opportunity? Well, we know what to do. And 50 times every day is a minimum amount. We must try and we must strive to recite maximum amount of Durood-e Paak and Salawat. So instead of engaging in unnecessary conversations, useless activities, spend those precious moments in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Spend those precious moments in the recitation of Salawat and Durood-e Paak. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, in today's discussion, we are going to talk about our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That this is my life. My life is for Allah Azza wa Jal, is for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are going to cover different aspects. In our previous episode, we had mentioned the journey of life, the purpose of life. And we all know that we are here to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. That's our maqsad. That is our purpose and that is our goal. That's supposed to be our goal as believers, as Muslims. Now, a cornerstone of that is obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember something, Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't need anything from us. Whether we are giving charity, we are performing salah, we are fasting in Ramadan or out of Ramadan, we are giving zakah, we are going for hajj or umrah, Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't need anything, doesn't want anything. But Allah Azza wa Jal wants one thing, and that is obedience. Obedience, this will ensure that we are on that path towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and obedience to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it is mentioned in the glorious Quran, مَنْ يُطِعُ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهُ. Whoever has obeyed the Rasul, so indeed he has obeyed Allah. If we are disobedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can we be obedient to Allah azza wa jal? Obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leads to obedience, or is actually obedience to Almighty Allah azza wa jal. Now we need to ask ourselves something. We look into the mirror. Whilst looking at yourself in the mirror, and this is advice firstly for me, ask yourself certain questions. Then, am I truly obedient to my Allah? Am I truly obedient to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or am I obedient to my nafsul ammara, my ego, my carnal desires, my base desires? Or am I obedient to Satan, the cursed and humiliated one? May Allah azza wa jalla protect us against the tricks and the traps and deceptions of shaitan. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Ahmad Mufid rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says that I have heard Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi saying, I was sleeping in the presence of Sayyidina Sirri Saqati rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. He woke me up and he said, oh Junaid, ya Junaid, I saw myself that I was in a dream. I saw myself that I was standing in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And it was said to me, O Sirri Saqati, when I created the creation, all of them claimed to be obedient to me. All of them claimed to be my devoted lovers. After I created the dunya, after I created the world, then 90% of them, they turned away from me. They chose the world. They chose the pleasures of the world and the attractions of the world. Then I created that Jannah. Then I created Jannah, paradise, and displayed it to the remaining ones. Remember, first creation said that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, we love you. Allahu Akbar. Then the world was created and 90% of them, They diverted the attention towards the world, away from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And then paradise was created, Jannah was created and displayed to the remaining ones. And from them, 90% diverted the attention away from Allah Azza wa Jal towards paradise, towards Jannah. And then I created a little bit of misfortune, a little bit of hardships and calamities. From that little remaining, 90% diverted themselves away from me, from Allah Azza wa Jal, due to those problems and difficulties, due to those calamities. And there was a very few remaining. And Allah Azza wa Jal turns towards these few and tells them that you have neither longed for the world, the attractions of the world, nor have you focused your attention towards paradise, and nor have you wavered because of difficulties and calamities. So what do you want? And they will reply that we only wish to seek your love, and we will not give up this love, we will not give up this pleasure of you, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, despite having problems and difficulties and calamities. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will respond, I will put such difficulties upon you that even the mountains will not be able to bear them. And this group of extremely pious people, they will say that, O beloved Allah Azza wa Jal, indeed, you have the power and absolute authority is yours. You can test us by putting us into any trouble or misfortune. Then it was said, O Sirri Saqati, these are the true and chosen believers who are my beloved bondsmen. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this is not a fairy tale. This incident really had taken place. But look at the lesson for you and I. Where is our focus and attention diverted towards? When we are doing good deeds, what are we doing it for? So that we want paradise, we want Jannah, so that we want to be safeguarded from Jahannam, from the hellfire, or perhaps to please the people? Allahu Akbar. When misfortune befalls us in the form of financial problems, or sicknesses, chronic diseases, or rebellious children, or any form of calamity, how do we handle this? How do we handle the situation? Do we complain? Do we have patience? Do we focus on the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? For example, the summary of the hadith, when Allah azza wa jal wants or has written down a high status for an individual, for a Muslim, but that person cannot attain that high status through their a'mal, through their actions and their deeds, then Allah azza wa jal sends problems and difficulties towards that person. Sometimes financial difficulties or sicknesses or via their children, and then gives that person sabr, patience to persevere and to handle those problems and issues and difficulties, those calamities. And because of that, Allah Azza wa Jal raises the person to the status that was written down for him. So whatever problems I'm having in my life, look at the reality of it. They are short-lived. Our scholars, they always say that bring in front of you your biggest problems, your biggest issues. And remember this. Just like your life is temporary, na? So too are your problems. The biggest ones, they are temporary. When this life ends, those problems, they end. But new problems and real problems and worries and tension and stress begins if we do not prepare for the grave. Because that's the first manzil, the first stage of the hereafter. Nevertheless, we need to get connected to our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to get connected to Allah azza wa jal. We need to love Allah azza wa jal because He is our Creator and He is most merciful. The glorious Quran mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 165, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: and the believers do not love anybody with love equal to the love of Allah. Allahu Akbar. How powerful is this verse? The believers, the true believers, the love that I have, whom do I love the most in my life? Is it my spouse, my children, my parents, some other individual, or is it Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? We should ask ourselves, the Quran is telling us that the believers, their love for Allah Azza wa Jal is at that level that there's nobody else that they love as much as they love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this love for Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahu Akbar. Listen to the beautiful Quranic verse. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. سبحان الله عز وجل. What is the meaning of that? Allah Allah. This is in Surah Ali Imran, verse 31. And say, Allah Azza wa Jal is commanding His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the people, to tell you and I as well, that say, O humanity, O mankind, O people, if you love Allah, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. What will happen? Follow me, Allah will love you. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal will love you and will forgive your sins. And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Allahu Akbar. So on one side, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us, the true believers, They have the highest form of love for Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the other verse is telling us that if you love Allah, then follow the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Allah will love you and will forgive your sins. Allahu Akbar. You see, it's one thing where I claim and I say that I love Allah. And it's a completely different level when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, I love you. So here in this verse, if we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as the verse of the Holy Quran is advising us and commanding us, then what happens? Allah Azza wa Jalla will love us and also forgive our sins. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. You see, this goes hand in hand, that if we want to obey Allah Azza wa Jalla, we need to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If we please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, automatically this leads to the, but this is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in Sahih al-Bukhari, Man ata'ani dakhal al-jannah wa man asani faqad aba. One who follows my commands will enter paradise, and the one who disobeys me will be the one who denies. Now, these questions we must ask ourselves. What is my relationship to my merciful Allah Azza wa Jal? What is my relationship to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Am I obedient to him? If we are truly obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then paradise is there, waiting for that fortunate individual who will gain entry through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. But if we are disobedient and we disobey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we have denied. And those who deny, they will enter into the pits and valleys of Jahannam, of hellfire. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us and grant us entry without accountability into Jannatul Firdaus, the highest heaven in the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was a person who lived amongst the Bani Israel. And this individual spent 200 years of his life. And we know in those days, people had very long lifespans. So this person, for 200 years, he lived in the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And finally, he died even whilst committing sins. The Bani Israel, do you know what they did to him, his dead body? They held his leg and they dragged it through the streets and threw it in the dumpyard. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal sends a wahi, a revelation to Nabi Musa Kareemullah, ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, that O Musa alayhi salam, go to that place and pick up the body of that individual. Wash it, perform the funeral salah and the other funeral rites. Nabi Musa a.s. asked the people regarding this individual, because the body was dumped in the dump yard. And they said, this person, 200 years of his life, he spent every moment, every day in disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, and he died in that condition as well, in committing sins. He was a person of bad character. Nabi Musa alayhi salam says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, the Bani Israel, they are testifying and they are saying that this person was an evil person and spent his whole life in your disobedience. Allah Azza wa Jal sends another wahi, another revelation to Nabi Musa Kareemullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, and said, O Musa alayhi salam, yes, this individual was indeed a person of bad character. But it was his habit. It was his habit that whenever he opened the Holy Torah, and when he would see the blessed name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, what would he do? He would give it so much of respect that he would kiss it and he would place it on his eyes out of love and respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, who's mentioned in the Holy Torah as well, and the other holy books. And this action of his I have given it so much of importance that I have forgiven his sins and I have performed his nikah with 70 maidens of paradise. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, have you heard, have you seen that indeed Allah Azza wa Jal is most merciful. No matter which direction our lives are in, or we are leading our lives in maybe the wrong directions, with bad habits, with sins, and you name it, as long as you are living, you are breathing, you still have a chance. But once Malik al-Maut alayhi salam, the angel of death, finally arrives to extract that soul from our bodies, then it's too late. We are intelligent individuals. We have aql, we have understanding. Let us use it. Let us use it and let us prepare. Let us change our lives. Till when are we going to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal? Till when are we going to disobey the beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. Change is inevitable. Rather we be part of the change towards productivity, positivity, towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to build that relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you are an employee out there, maybe you are working with customers and clients, we all know that a rapport, a good, healthy relationship has to be established and built between yourself and the customer and the client. When the client trusts you and they become repeat customers and they always support your business. So without similarity, we too need to develop a relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. We have to develop a relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal wants to reward us. Allah Azza wa Jal wants to forgive us. But we have to take that first step. No matter where we are in our lives right now, with the problems and the difficulties or the sicknesses or the deaths or any other issue in our life, and the sins that we are committing and the bad habits, why not repent now, sincerely? Allah Azza wa Jal states in the glorious Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Translation, that indeed Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who constantly repent and who are constantly purified. And a beautiful hadith, التَّائِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, that the person who sincerely repents, it is as if they did not commit the sin. And we mentioned in previous silsilas episodes as well, there are certain conditions. Firstly, we must admit, we must acknowledge for the wrong that we have done, for the sins that we have committed. We must have extreme and sincere regret and remorse for having done those wrong things. And then make a firm intention in our hearts, in our minds, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I will not commit those sins again. And in that manner, beg Allah Azza wa Jal, cry, and beg Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. And out of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, He will forgive. But this is up to Him. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, indeed, we can continue talking about this way of developing our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama ikram have mentioned one of the best ways of pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, of being obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the sunnah? You see, Islam is not just a religion. It is a deen. It is a complete and comprehensive way of living. It is a lifestyle. And we as Muslims, we have to choose this lifestyle. We have to learn about it. And we have to practice it with the correct intentions. Because the believer, the Muslim, is here in this world, as I mentioned earlier, to worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone, and also to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. Are we truly doing this? Please, you ask yourself, I ask myself as well. Are we truly doing this? Are we preparing? How we prepare for the journeys of life, maybe from one city to another city, or from where we stay to another country, we being abroad or overseas, how much of preparations we make. We ensure that accommodation is sorted out, transportation is sorted out, we take enough clothing, our toiletries, food is arranged. What about the journey to the afterlife? Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, the time is now. Take advantage of your youth, of your energy. Take advantage of your good health. Take advantage of any spare time or free time that you have. Take advantage of your life before death approaches. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, we need support. We need some kind of support base or structure. And here's where Dawud Islami comes in. Dawud Islami, believe you me, has facilities, has certain activities, has certain things to help us to grow spiritually, to grow in a productive manner, to establish that relationship between ourselves and my merciful Allah Azza wa Jal and my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We need to start from scratch. Fard ulum, which is basic and necessary knowledge that each Muslim male and female must have. Do we have that? Have we learned it? And this is the reason why Dawud Islami has created Madrasatul Madina, not only for children, but for grown-ups as well. And for those who don't have one near them, Madrasatul Madina online is also available. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. For your convenience, visit the website dawudislami.net and you will find loads of information there. Go to the book section and hundreds of books in more than 30 different languages on diverse topics for our islah, for our reformation. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, you can also obtain those books from Maktabatul Madina, the bookshop and publications department of Dawud Islami. If you have spiritual problems, physical problems, contact Ta'awizat al-Tariya. This is a department which specializes in treating people who are affected by spiritual calamities, spiritual sicknesses, or even physical ones as well. For Islamic brothers in particular, try to travel on a 3-day Madani Qafila with Dawud Islami. You won't regret it. What you will learn, you will be amazed yourself. Therefore, take that first step and join this beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islami. You have too much to gain and nothing to lose by practicing on the program called the Madani Inamat. You will be striving to reform yourself. But don't stop there. Help your family members, help fellow Muslims also to reform themselves, so that we get closer to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We get closer to the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in so doing, we will be able to fulfill our purpose in this world. We have different relationships with people, with the spouse, or the children, the parents, the neighbors, relatives, other family members, friends as well. But remember something, that our true success lies if we make this relationship between ourselves and Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam strong. And for this, Dawud Islam is there to help you. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, with its various Madani activities, Dawud Islami can assist in helping you to strive to reform yourself and to help others to reform themselves as well. Don't forget, keep watching Madani Channel. Amir Ahl Sunnah Dam Barakatuhum Al Aliyah has a special live silsila program every Saturday called Madani Muzakara. Try to watch it. You will gain a lot of inspiration. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Al Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu Ala Al Habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
It's a mercy from Allah.